A few words of Musav from Sefer Charedim, and tonight's Shi'ur and Seudai's Leilui Nishmat Yecheskel ben Aziza Alav Shalom. That's the father of Tzion Halali. So in Ot Kaftet, we'll try to do two pieces here, Kaftet and Lamed. Ta'am listimat ha'enayim be'et ha'tefila. What's the message, what's the significance, what's the reason behind closing our eyes at the time of the tefillah? Klomar, it's as if to say, Ke'ilu niftar min ha'olam ve'ulifnei ha'melech. That it's as if to say, I am not in this world and I am standing in front of the king. So that's the closing of the eyes. As we know that at the time of the Amidah, that's what we are supposed to picture. We have to try as much as possible to picture that we are standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelechim. A good time to have that in mind is immediately in the first word that we say, Hashem, Amonai, Sefatai Tiftach. It's a good idea when we say Amonai, at that moment, take 2 seconds and picture, I am standing in front of Hashem. I'm standing in front of you, Hashem, Melech Malchei HaMelechim. And this is brought down in the halacha, and many sidurim bring that down.
To stop and to have
that in mind.
No,
it says, Yafsik Me'ad. Right. Oh. So there is a dikduk reason for that also. There is a reason, because if you say, Amonai Sefatai Tiftach, so it's like the same thing that we say, Elokai Netzor Leshoni Mera. If you say Elokai Netzor, that doesn't make sense. That's as if Elokai is Mr. Netzor. No. You have to put a comma. Elokai, my Hashem, Netzor Leshoni Mera. Please guard my Leshoni. Same thing in Birkot HaShachar. Elokai, Neshama, Shenatata Bi, Torah. Not Elokai, Neshama. So the same thing, not Amonai Sefatai, Amonai Sefatai Tiftach. So that's the dikduk reason, but it's also, it comes in handy to have a moment to ponder about the fact that I am standing in front of Hashem. Ken?
Ken?
Yes?
There's a few things, if you put them together, you're confusing the
whole. Absolutely. For example, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Va'ed. You cannot say Baruch Shem. What's Baruch Shem? נכון? זה השם שלך, אבל זה משהו אחר, כן? ברוך, blessed, is what? שם כבוד מלכותו, the name of the glory of his מלכות. So that's by Hashem Sefatai, and comes along the חרדים, רבי אלעזר הזיקרי, עליו השלום, and he says that the reason why we close our eyes is to enact that very concept, that it's as if I'm away from the world. Kilu niftar min ha'olam, as if I left the world and I'm standing in front of Hashem. Kistimat enayim shel hayanuka, like the closing of the eyes of the famous Yanuka in the Zohar HaKadosh. In the Zohar HaKadosh, from time to time, we have Torah that comes from the mouth of a Yanuka, a young boy who would speak to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai many times and say things like Beruach HaKodesh. And he's known in the Zohar HaKadosh as the Yanuka, the child, the wonder child. So in the Zohar Parashat Balak, it says, Shesatam enoi riga achada. It says that this Yanuka closed his eyes for one moment, ve'amar, and he said, Shlama lechon marechula. Shalom to you, Hashem, the master of the universe. Which means he went into a different world. So that, the Charedim is expecting of us, that that's somewhat of the feeling that we have to have when we close our eyes at the time of tefillah. No, throughout the entire tefillah. Unless you need to use the sidur, to focus on the words, then the closing of the eyes should be that you don't look out of the sidur. If you keep your eyes in the sidur, that is also considered like you're closing your eyes. But if a person is going to keep his eyes open, and you know, sometimes his attention is distracted by the sfarim that are in front of him, or whatever it is, that's not good, right? So either eyes closed or eyes in the sidur. Absolutely. Very important. And it's brought down in halakha, not only in the Sifrei Musar. And staying to the connected to the inyan of tefillah over here, Lamed. He says, "Kevan shenikret tefillah avoda, veYisrael nikreu avadim." The tefillah is called avoda, a service, and Am Yisrael are called avadim. We are servants of Hashem, as it says, "Ki li bnei Yisrael avadim, avadayhem." Therefore, ra'ui litroach bekol gadol batfilah ve'ni'anua kol ha'evarim. Since the tefillah is avodah, it is befitting that we use our voice in the tefillah. And we use our bodies. We shake. The Haredim was very much for the minhag of shuckling by the tefillah. And he says that's a part of the avodat ha-tefillah, of the service of the tefillah. Ve-kavanat ha-lev, and the thought of the heart. Ushmi'at ha-ozen, and the hearing of the ears. Ushmi'at ha-ozen. You could explain, what does that have to do with tefillah? One way, simple way of explaining, there are times where we have to pay attention. When is that? Chazarat ha-shatz. Hazrat Ashatz, a person should not just, you know, be in a different world thinking about his business or walking here and there, preparing a cup of tea. No, Hazrat Ashatz is the time to stay put where you are and listen to every word. I know some people that even follow with their finger in the Sidur while the Chazan is doing Hazrat Ashatz. That's a very good idea, to be connected, to know what we are saying Amen for when we answer the Amen in the Chazarat HaShas. So there is a case of Shmi'at HaOzen that has to do with Tefillah. But he doesn't just mean that. I think he means also, Yihyu Dvarecha, Yikansu Dvarecha LeOznecha, Yihyu Oznecha Shom'ot Et Ma Shepicha Medaber. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot says that the words that we say should be heard by our ears. We shouldn't say it in a total whisper. It should be that we actually hear what we say. There are mikubalim that actually say, no, it should be in a total whisper. The Haredim, who was a mikubal himself, he is going like the shita of the Bet Yosef, that says, no, make sure that your neighbor does not hear what you're saying in the Shmone Esrei. But you, yourself, should say it loud enough, in a whisper enough that you should be able to hear. So we have here so far, the voice is contributing to the tefillah, the body, the movement of the body is contributing to the tefillah, the heart, kavanat alev, the ears, ad sheyeh ayev veyagea merov ha'avodah, until a person feels, you know, like he used up his energy in the tefillah. Many times, people finish prayer, and it's like they walked through the park. It didn't take much ma'amatz, because basically they sat there and they just, you know, said a few words. But by the tzaddikim, by the ovdei Hashem, tefillah is mamasha avodah, to the point where, let's say at the end of the Amidah, you know, there's a little bit of a ayefut, ayef ve'yagea. There was energy expended in the tefillah. That's energy well expended, well used, well spent. I'm saying these words, and I cannot get out of my mind the picture of my Rosh Hashiva, Alav Shalom, Rav Shraga Moshe Kalmanovich, the father of Rav Asher Kalmanovich. Alav Shalom, he stood in the Amidah for 1 hour. For 1 hour. We didn't wait for him in Yeshiva. We waited for Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. It was only 25 minutes, so we waited for him. 25 minutes. Rav Shraga Moshe, that was already in a whole different plane. 1 hour, meaning the Chazan finished the Chazarat HaShatz, and he's still, and that's like 45 minutes later, the Shmoneh Esrei. Shachrit Mincha Arvit. I saw with my own eye. I know it's hard to believe. I saw it with my own eyes. There was a time where I couldn't get my eyes off of it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But the point is, it wasn't just long. It wasn't just 45 minutes to an hour. It was with tremendous devotion. He was waving, his body waved like a flame on a candle. He was swaying with such power, with such energy, that I don't know how he didn't faint at the end of the tefillah. That is a picture of Achiye Ayef Veyageya Merov HaAvodah. Definitely. There was one point I wanted to say when I said these words. So sometimes if we feel that we are tired by the tefillah, maybe it took too long, or who knows, whatever the reason is, think to yourself, oh wait, am I tired? That means, okay, so that's good. That's part of the avodah. That means I used some energy. That is part and very important part of the avodat halev, zohi tefillah. V'chen be'esek ha-Torah tzarich amal v'igiyah. And the same thing applies in the learning of Torah. When we learn Torah, it also has to be be'amal v'igiyah. V'chen be'mitzvot amru, mishetarach be'erev Shabbat, yochal be'Shabbat. By mitzvot also, we have to be toreach, we have to burden ourselves to do a mitzvah. To run here, to run there, like it says in regards to preparing for Shabbat. The one who prepares tarach, the one who burdens himself on Erev Shabbat, puts effort, he is the one who will eat on Shabbat. So we see the Lashon of tircha when it comes to mitzvot. Lashon zemochiach, these words prove that tzarich la'avod abore, beni'nua kol evar ve'evar ur'iya ushmiya. By moving our body, like it says, kal atzmotai tomarna Hashem michamocha. When we say to Hashem, when we praise Him and we say michamocha, it should be, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you, it should be kal atzmotai. It should be with all our bones, with all our limbs. And that is the meaning. So that's a good point that you bring up. Yesh kan machloket. There is, on the Mekorot that I have here at the bottom of the Sefer, they bring down different shitot about the idea of shackling in the tefillah. So I'll just quote to you a few of them, and we'll continue on to the Limud Halakha. He brings from the Sefer HaManhig, that's one of the Rishonim, Matzati Bamidrash Chayav Adam Lena'anea Atzmo Batfila. The Manhig says that a person, he found in the Midrash, that a person has to be moving in the time of tefillah. When it says tefillah, it means the Amidah. The Manhig was Ashkenazi. He was Ashkenazi. The Charedim. No, this Charedim is not saying this.
No, I know. But
he was Faradi.
So he did say
tshatel. Yeah, he did. He did.
Because I always thought that Sfaradim don't.
It's not so simple like that. No. Here, that's why I want to bring you some of the sources. Mm. The Manhig, he says, Matzati Bamidrash, that a person should be Mena'anea Batfila, Al Shem Shene'emar, thank you, Al Shem Shene'emar, Kal Atzmotai Tomana Hashem Michamocha, Vechen Minhag Rabbanet Tzarfat Vechasideha. So the Manhig says, that was the Minhag of the Tzarfatim. That's the origin of the Ashkenazim also, v'chasideh. V'chen katvu b'sefer chasidim v'shiboleleket u'pasak ken harama. So far, what you said is correct. That the Rama, the Ashkenazic authority, is the one who brings down the words of the Manhig and the Sefer HaChasidim, who say that, yes, a person should be moving in the tefillah. That's why by the Ashkenazim, you see that is the widespread minhag. Although we did say... No, no, one second. Dan, what do you mean dancing? One second, let me just bring all the sources here before we discuss more. Ulam Magen Avraham katav b'shem harama mipano. However, the other side of the spectrum is the Magen Avraham, he himself was Ashkenaz, and he brings in the name of the Rama mipano. She'en leitno'ea ki'im b'psuke de zimra. That the movement, the shackling, should be reserved, like you said, for psukei de zimra, aval batfila asur leitno'ea. But in the middle of the Amidah, not to move. So that's the shita that the Magen Avraham brings in the name of the Rama Mipano. Ureisha minagim nosafim vekatav udeavid kemar avid ukemar avid ubelvad sheichaven. The Magen Avraham ends off by saying, either way you do, you have on who to rely. So you see here that. So in regards to tefillah, we do have a difference of opinions. I do remember, first of all, I heard about Rav Moshe Feinstein, alav shalom. I never saw, but I heard about Rav Moshe Feinstein, that when he stood by Amidah, he stood straight, without movement, like a soldier. He stood straight like a soldier. I remember seeing Rav Avigdor Miller, alav shalom, when it came to Amidah, he stood straight. He did not move. So that's a chidush by the Ashkenazim. It's more found by the Sfaradim. Rav Ovadia Yosef, alav shalom, if you would see him by the Amida, he stood straight. He did not move. He did not chuckle. Like you said, by the Sfaradim, it wasn't so common, although it's not, you know, it is found as well. It is found as well. Vamost Ashkenazim and Gedoleha v'chasideha, you saw that they chuckled. So the inyan is kalat smutai. So whether some people take it too far, you know, or not, you're right. Yeah?
I heard Rabbi Moshe used to chuckle, actually.
By the Amidah?
Yeah, and then he once, I don't know if he met a general or someone of big authority, and he was standing straight when he was talking to him, and then he realized, like, if he's standing for this guy... I mean, I don't know if it's a true story.
So you, Rabbi Gal, you're saying it better than me. You're saying it better. I just, you know, just said what I heard. What is that?
When he was younger. When he was.
Yeah. So you're saying in the beginning, he shuckled like everybody else, but then he saw how soldiers stand in front of their general or the. So he said, Kal v'chomer, he learned from that the feeling that one is supposed to have when he stands in front of the Borei Olam. Very good point. Yafeh me'ot. And how about by learning Torah? Right? By learning, you also see people, you know, shackle by learning or Torah. So he brings here the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Pinchas and the Sefer HaKuzari שצריך להתנועה בשעת לימוד התורה. That by the time of learning Torah, we have to also move back and forth. The Abu Darham, what does he write? The Abu Darham writes in Seder Birkot HaShachar, נהגו ישראל להתנועה בשעה שקוראים. The minhag, this is a Jewish thing. Absolutely. This is just a Jewish thing. Nobody in the world does this. You go to a library. Did you ever find somebody reading a book like this? No. You walk into a Bet Midrash or into a Otzar Sfarim, and someone is learning by the Gemara like this. This is just reserved for Jewish people. It's a Jewish thing. Where did it start? What is the source? What is the origin of this? And he brings, the Abu Darham says, you know why? Ki kshenitna Torah nirte'u kulam. When the Torah was given by Har Sinai, everybody was taken back. Vayar ha'am, what does it say in the next word? Vayanu'u, vayamdu merachok. Vayar ha'am vayanu, when they saw Hashem, when they heard the voice of Hashem, they shook, more than danced. Ken? Like it says, Lama teratzedun harim gavnunim. Even the mountains, right? Even the mountains danced. Vayar ha'am vayanu. Uchtiv kal atzmotai tomar na Hashem yichamocha. Leodia ki hu vechol atzmotav asukim yachad lehalel ulishabeach l'Hashem. To make known that I and my, and every part of me is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out from the words of the Charedim that he says a chidush. He's saying a chidush that included in the amal v'yigi'ah, in the toiling that we're supposed to have in learning, is the physical toiling. And that's why we shuckle back and forth when we learn. So again, we're not saying a halakha here. This is not a halakha. Even by tefillah, it's not a halakha that you have to. Each one knows himself. Each one knows what engenders in him, you know, more kavana. If a person feels that shuckling is going to actually, you know, shake out all the thoughts from his mind, and he's not going to have kavanah, and he's going to have more kavanah if he stands still. It doesn't matter what it says anywhere. There's no halakha that says that you have to, and therefore that's what he should do. But we see here the inyan of the minhag of Yisrael, of many of Yisrael to do.
Yeah. There's a halakha as how to shuttle. You know?
A halakha, how, what do you mean? What do you mean? There's no halakha like that.
Mishaburu doesn't say that you can't shake your head sideways without, unless you're moving your entire body.
Oh, you mean just the head? Okay, so I it could be, but I mean, you see people going like this, you know.
Right.
So I don't think there is a halakha that says you can't, unless you're saying about the head, just the head, because then maybe you're going to be looking in different places. That could be the reason. Because otherwise, I don't know of any reason like that. I knew I forgot something to say, and that's what I wanted to bring up. Chazak uBaruch. We have Ruach HaKodesh now. That's exactly what I had in my mind. I wanted to mention, we do see in the Gemara, it's in the Mishnah, right, about Rabbi Akiva, that when he prayed on his own, when he was Batzibur, when he was the Shaliach Tzibur, he didn't take a long time because he didn't want to be Matriach the Tzibur. But when he was on his own, he would take a very long time. And the Gemara says, how? How would we see that he took a long time? You would find that he would start in one corner, and you would find him at the end of the tefillah in a different corner. So how does that happen? The Gemara says, Mirov ishtachava'ot, from the bowing down, and it means from the movement that he, displayed in the time of his tefillah. So about Rabbi Akiva, for sure, you can see that there is a makor. No, not that far, right? Absolutely. Rabbi Akiva was on a very high level.
I just learned this while coming here.
The what?
I was doing the Daf Yomi, and I'm up to Bracha 31. As I was coming,
you have a lot to make up, my friend.
I know.
No, but very...
Of course.
Oh, so then you came and you heard this. So there you go. Very good. Ma amartem, Rabbi Yaakov? It doesn't, you know, Tosfot, if you remember, I'm sure you do remember that Tosfot there asks about Hefsek, you know, how could he do that in the middle of the Amidah? And so one of the Tirutzim in Tosfot is that it's not talking about in middle of the Amidah, it's talking about B'tachanunim she'le'achar ha'tfilah. What do you see from this Tosfot? Tosfot doesn't say over there, really he didn't, it's just Lashon Guzma. He took it literally, so it sounds like Rabbi Akiva was really some sight to see. When he prayed, was something. Ulai bezavid zo lezavid zo ulai ze ktzat lashon guzma. Yeah, ulai. Yeah, so maybe that's lashon ktzat. Even more, right. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiya bidvaro.